Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our Father, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless you, we magnify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your faithfulness towards us as individuals, as a family, and as a church. And we say glory, honor, praises be unto you, Father. We bless you for all the past brokers. We thank you for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom. We say glory be unto you, Father. Be thou lifted up, my Lord. Be thou exalted. Be thou glorified. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We commit this day's broadcast to your hands and we say, Lord, come and speak to us individually and collectively. Let your word bring forth healing, deliverance, salvation of souls in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I welcome you once again to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your listening to this broadcast will not be an exercise in futility in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be sharing with you what I titled, Come and See. Come and See. And I'm taking my text from the book of John chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 35 to 42. Say the next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, Behold the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, What are you seeking? And they said to him, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, Come, and you will see. So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother, Simon, and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, meaning Peter. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come and see. The disciples of John the Baptist heard John the Baptist speaking. He was speaking about our Lord Jesus Christ. He was declaring him in that verse 36. Say, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples that heard him, they followed Jesus. They followed Jesus because they knew that that is the truth, the way. There is no other way. So they had to leave that which they are doing and follow the Almighty God. And there are key things I want us to know from this passage that we've read. Number one thing I want us to know is that there is a decision to be made every day to either remain as you are or take a step forward into greatness. You have the choice to make a decision. You see, everything in life is about decision making. The disciples that heard John speaking on that day make a decision that we are going to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And they followed him. And as a result of that, today we are still talking about them. So, brothers and sisters, which decision are you making? Are you being led by the Spirit of God to make decisions? I pray that His Spirit will rest upon you. At all times, you will make the decision that is in line with the Spirit of the living God. So they made that decision on that day, and they asked our Lord Jesus Christ, "Where are you staying?" And He asked them, "What are you seeking for? My brother, my sister, what are you seeking for? Are you seeking for the truth? Are you seeking for knowing more about our Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you just seeking for wealth, seeking for money, for riches? Brothers and sisters, that cannot save you, that cannot save me. What can save us is for us to seek after Jesus." And that was what these disciples did on that day. Jesus was asking them, "What are you seeking for?" And they said to Him, "Rabbi, teacher, where are you staying?" And He said to them, "Come and see. Come, you will see." And the Bible said, they came, they saw, and they stayed. Brothers and sisters, it's not enough for you to just come. It's not enough for you to just see. It is those who stay that can benefit of the goodness of our God. So brothers and sisters, if Jesus is calling you right now, and He said, "Come and see." Come and see. You come, you see, and then you abide. And then another thing I want us to learn from this passage is that what we hear is what arouses our curiosity. The disciples there, they heard about our Lord Jesus Christ, and it aroused their curiosity. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 10, reading from verse 17, it says, "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." What are you hearing? What are you hearing? What you are hearing can either make or mar your destiny. What you are hearing can make or mar your destiny. Let us be mindful of what we are hearing. But today, what I want you to hear, and I want you to hear it and tell other people about it, is to tell them, "Come and see." Here, Jesus is calling you, "Come and see. Come and meet with me. Come to where I am. And I will be with you, and I will keep you, I will abide with you, I will strengthen you, I will uphold you, I will guide you, I will direct you." So Jesus is saying, "Come and see." Another thing that we can learn from that passage is that a person who is not curious to know more will only operate at the level of mediocrity. What you know makes a lot of difference. The Bible makes us to understand that you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What truth do you know? Do you know Jesus Christ as the truth? Do you know Him as the truth? Do you know Him as the one who is the giver of the truth and grace? For Apostle Paul writing in Philippians 3, reading from verse 8, he said, "Indeed, I count everything as loss, because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ, and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith." And in verse 10, "That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share His suffering, becoming like Him in His death, that I may know Him." Brothers and sisters, let us seek after Him. Not just seeking after Him with our mouth, but we have to seek after Him with our heart. He said, "When you seek me with your heart, you will find me." Brothers and sisters, our Lord is not missing. He's saying, "Come to me, come and see. Come with your heart, come with everything that you have, and I'm ready to bless you. I'm ready to lift you up. I'm ready to heal you. I'm ready to deliver you. I'm ready to set you high. But you need to come first of all. And as you are coming, bring others." Just as you can see in the case of Andrew here, he brought his brother, Simon Peter. And today we are talking about Simon Peter too. Can you imagine if Andrew have decided to say, "I'm not going to bring Simon Peter. I'm not going to take him to Christ. Brothers and sisters, you have been a Christian for how many years? You have never brought anybody to Christ. You have never even invited anybody to church. Brothers and sisters, we have that responsibility to tell the world, come and see what the Lord is doing. And as you do so, the Almighty God will move on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Almighty God, He rewards us for our labor. When you do His work, He will reward you. Because He tells us in the book of John chapter 15, reading from verse 16. He said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give it to you." So whatever is a blank check. All you need to do is to put whatever you want on the check. But there are conditions there. The condition is that I said you should go and bear fruit. That means that you have to go and tell people, come and see. You have to go and tell them, come and see. And then he said, you should go and bear fruit. So you bring them in, but not only bring them in, you ensure that they abide. You say, bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. So when you go, when you bring them in, when you disciple them, they abide, then Jesus is saying that, look, whatever you ask me, whatever you ask the Father in my name, because I sent you to go and you have gone. I tell you to make sure that you bear fruit and you have done so. I tell you, make sure they abide and you have done so. And for that reason, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, the Father is going to give to you. So brothers and sisters, let us go. Let us tell people, come and see our God. Come and see this Almighty God and make sure that they abide. Just a very simple thing. You don't need to be a pastor. You don't need to have all the anointing in this world. You can see that in the book of John chapter 4, the woman by the well of Samaria. The Bible tells us in chapter 4 of John 4:29, say, "Come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" So brothers and sisters, say, come and see. She was not a pastor. She was not an ordained minister of God, but she met the Lord Jesus Christ. And the next thing she did was to go out and advertise Jesus. Are you advertising our Lord Jesus Christ? Are you advertising the kingdom of God? Are you telling the whole world about our Lord Jesus Christ? As you continue to do so, the Almighty God will honor you. He will honor you in Jesus' mighty name. But you see, you may find it difficult to do it on your own. Ask for the grace. The Bible tells us in Zechariah chapter 4, reading verse 6. He said, "Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." So it's not by your strength. Just ask God for his grace. The grace to share the good news. The grace to tell people, come and see. And the Lord will release that grace upon you in the name of Jesus. So if you are there even right now, you don't even know this Jesus. I'm calling you. I say, come and see. Come and see the wonders. Come and see what Jesus is going to do for you. So wherever you are, just accept Jesus and say, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name. For everyone who have had this broadcast, let the power of God rest upon you. The power to evangelize. The power to win souls. The power to perform wonders, miracles, signs in the name of our Lord Jesus. Let it rest upon you. The abundance of His grace that you need, receive of it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As you go out, the Almighty God will be with you. He will back you up in the name of Jesus. Whatever you ask of Him, He will grant your prayers. Your prayer will never go to voicemail. He will perfect that which concerns you. He will take you higher and higher in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.